Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What advice do dietitians have to offer us as we take on the new year? Let's go in-depth with Hannah Ostrander and Caitlin Rondello with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Okay, so I've walked in, I'm a new client, and you're going to tell me how to get healthy.
My first advice would be working on eating healthier. So working on the types of foods that are healthier foods, lower fat foods, so low fat meats, filling your plate more with vegetables because vegetables are lower in calories, doing whole grains or multi-grain breads and starches and things like that instead of doing the white, so like the white rice and the white bread and etc. One way to help make yourself feel fuller longer is making sure that you get higher fiber foods at meals and having some protein at each meal. And protein rich foods are things like meat, pork, chicken, fish, eggs, dairy products. Also making sure to stay adequately hydrated, so always having that water bottle with you. Making sure that you're getting enough fluids in. It's really important, and that will also help make you feel more satisfied as well.
We can't skip on our diet. It's really easy to chow down a couple thousand calories, but it takes a lot longer to burn those calories off. So if you're doing a really good job staying hydrated and making sure you're eating healthy, well-balanced meals, I would also add in, you know, some healthy snacks. Just because you're eating good meals, we can't have pie and cake all day as snacks. So having a good snack with some protein and maybe a piece of fruit or maybe raw vegetables, something like that would be a good option. And then also trying to be more physically active throughout your day to not only help lose weight and be more calorie burning type factory for your body, but also just being active and staying loose and lean helps for your overall wellness mentally. It makes you a little bit happier person and kind of get some of that stress relief with being physically active, but also just keeps you young and going and not so sedentary all the time.
Now, happy's good.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about the expectations that society has on us and that, and women in particular, perceptions of what we're supposed to look like? I mean, I'm never going to look like those guys on TV, and there's a whole lot of people, men and women, that won't look like the gals and guys on TV. But that's sort of the model. What, do you have any thoughts on the image that we're supposed to, I guess, in the media's eye, look like?
I think it's just important to remember to be the best you. We're all different. If we all look the same, that wouldn't be good either. That's what makes us unique and fun in our own way. There's a big campaign called Fit Versus Fat. And it's not necessarily your size or your appearance that makes you a healthy person. There's a lot of other things that go into your health. So just because maybe you're a smaller frame person, you could have more health problems or complications than maybe a larger person. So it's just remembering to compete with yourself to be the healthier you and not compare yourself to other people.
Well, that's good advice.
I think the other thing too is, you know, starting the new year, meeting with a registered dietitian is really helpful because they can help set reasonable goals for your health. It's not always about losing weight. Sometimes it's about, you know, increasing your exercise, just picking healthier choices of what you eat, things like that. So really meeting with someone to help individualize your goals for health.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with dietitians Hannah Ostrander and Caitlin Rondello with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. I'm going to ask you an odd question. What did you have for breakfast?
I had a cup of Greek yogurt, vanilla Greek yogurt, and I had it with a banana and some coffee and a handful of nuts.
All right. What did you have?
I also had Greek yogurt. It was actually blueberry with some flaxseed. Sometimes I do chia seed, but this morning I was flaxseed, and I had, what kind of nuts did I do? Walnuts in there, and then I had a cutie little mandarin orange, and I always have my breakfast with a big glass of water.
Really?
Yep, that was this morning. Yep.
Well, you're both so creative. I mean, you have a nice mix of things. I wouldn't have thought nuts and yogurt and fruit, the new bacon and eggs.
I love bacon and eggs. It's just this morning, you know, I think yogurt with some nuts for, you know, the Greek yogurt's packed with protein and good dairy source, and then the nuts add some more protein, help fill you up, and it's a quick, easy breakfast. I think that's why it's a go-to for me.
Yeah, it's a go-to working breakfast. I probably have the same thing every single day because it's easy. It's the Greek yogurt's high in protein, higher in protein than regular yogurt, and so it helps keep me fuller longer. For her, probably the chia seeds would help keep you fuller longer as well. I like bacon and eggs too, but I don't eat them all the time because it's like one of those, you know, special meals in the morning because it's higher in fat, you know, in calories, and it's the bad kind of fat, the saturated fat that's not so good for us. The nuts are high in fat, but they're the better kind of fat, the unsaturated fat. And so you still need a little bit of fat in your diet, and so I get that from the nuts.
Okay, because I was afraid you were going to say something like a little bowl of grape nuts that wouldn't be tasty, but what you described was tasty and healthy and fast. All right, so is that something that we're supposed to be thinking? Not the fast, I know, but the combination, is that what you're talking about? The different kinds of food that provides some kind of a balance? Because you had everything. Both of you had everything that you recommended, right?
We did. I do the balance. I am not so great at getting calcium in, and so I always do yogurt to get my calcium in the morning. And always, yeah, trying to have that balance. So, like, the yogurt is a good source of protein and calcium and dairy, and the nuts are a good source of healthy fats, and the fruit is one of those fruit. Usually, you know, like at lunch, I would substitute a piece of fruit for some kind of vegetable, same with dinner, and I'd probably substitute the yogurt for a lean piece of protein.
Okay, and so as this interview takes place, it's about 10 o'clock. Are you hungry yet, or have you had a snack?
No, I'm not, and I don't know what time I ate. I typically eat breakfast around 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still good. How about you?
It's about the same. I usually typically eat about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm not hungry. I usually get hungry between 11 and noon, just depending.
Is that because of the balance? I mean, sometimes I'll feel like I'm not really hungry, but I'm missing something. Am I not getting the balance? Am I missing something maybe in the diet that makes me, even though I'm not hungry, I'm still craving, wanting something? Is that the cause?
It could be. And I think the difference between a healthy packed Greek yogurt with, like we said, the chia seeds and the nuts might be a little bit more satisfying for a longer period of time versus a regular low fat yogurt with a handful of dry cereal. It kind of seems like it'd be a similar breakfast, but the regular yogurt has a little bit less protein. The dry cereal, you know, even if it's a whole grain, might not sustain your feeling of fullness as long, might not stick with you as long. Just kind of that balance of healthy proteins and healthy fats and fiber, like Caitlin had said earlier.
Okay, so go down the list. What should I have? Again, describe my plate.
So I think for breakfast, you should have some kind of lean protein. The protein really is your satiator, makes you feel satisfied longer. Something like a little bit higher in fiber, because that will also help keep you fuller longer. A little bit of healthy fat also helps keep you fuller longer. And then the other big side of it is making sure that you're adequately hydrated. Mm-hmm. So I didn't say that I had water, but I had water too. I drink a bottle of water coming into work every single day. And then I try to drink at least 2 more of those, how many ounces?
16 to 32 ounce bottles are what most people carry on, those big refillable water bottles.
And I do 2 at work every single day and then 1 on my way home.
Is it because the water's good for you, it hydrates you, you're supposed to do it, or is it because it makes you feel full?
Both.
Both?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we are thirsty, we kind of confuse that with hunger signals. So like if you think that your stomach is empty and you're hungry, but maybe you just need a big glass of water and you're just dehydrated or you're thirsty. So sometimes with every meal, if you're not sure what signal you're getting, drink a big glass of water, wait a little bit and see if you're still hungry. You might still be hungry, but maybe not as hungry or as likely to overeat then.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with dietitians Hannah Ostrander and Caitlin Rondello with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Well, the other side of it's exercise, right? You got to eat right and exercise. Do you have any tips about exercising? Wait, what did you do today, or what are you going to exercise today?
Well, I usually do, I have an elliptical in my basement. So for my cardio, I usually do elliptical, I would say 5 days a week. And then also for strength building, I use my own body weight usually, and just do certain things like push-ups and squats and lunges. I also have like videos at home that I can do cardio and strength training together. You can get them. You can actually search YouTube and get these videos, and they're free, which is nice sometimes.
Okay, and you, what do you do?
I actually love physical activity. Like I was saying earlier, it makes you happy. It's my stress relief, and so I try not to miss a day of it. Most days, if I have time, I like to go to the gym and do strength training, so lifting weights with either running or the elliptical or whatever cardio machine is open that day. But if I'm more pressed for time, I have quick 30-minute videos at home. The current one that I've been really into, it just happens to be a Jillian Michaels 30-minute exercise video. And I love it because for 30 minutes, it's a very short period of time to commit to my exercise, but it's hard enough that I'm actually sweating and got a really good workout.
And it's cardio and strength training in one, because I like Jillian Michaels too. That's my go-to at home.
Yeah, and you don't even have to leave your house if you just have a nice little space that you can really get down to it. And I use my computer, or you could use a TV, mm-hmm. You know. But like Caitlin said, you wouldn't have to go out and buy a video. Libraries have a lot of these videos you can rent, or there's a lot of free videos on YouTube, and they're varying in, you know, length. So you can do a quick 20-minute workout all the way up to an hour and a half workout. You don't have to think. You just follow what they're having you do for the day.
Is it a pretty high level of activity that you're doing? Is it more than what we would have to do to be, I mean, you obviously enjoy it. Is it more than we would have to do to just to be healthy, to maintain good health?
Yeah, I would say a really good goal to start with, or to aim for, is to try to get 30 minutes of physical activity at least 3 times a week. And that activity does need to increase your heart rate. Now, your heart rate doesn't have to be through the roof or sweating, you know, profusely for it to be physical activity. I would say every person should first get it cleared by their doctor if they're worried about if they can participate at a higher level. But it could be Pilates or yoga or stretching, something as simple as that you're still, you know, getting a workout. It could be walking at, you know, maybe a little bit quicker than your leisurely pace, but you're still moving your body. So you could get really creative. It doesn't have to be a heart-pounding exercise for it to be healthy.
So if I just get out and wander around for a half an hour, well, pick them up and put them down and move fast for a half an hour, so that's good?
Yeah, I mean, I think with moving, anything is better than nothing. So, and those can be 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night, and that's maybe your 20 minutes for today. And then next week, maybe we'll try to get an extra 10 minutes in for 30 minutes. You can kind of work your way up to that 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be from 0 to 30 in one day.
I think that if you buy a pedometer and set a goal that way, and say you're having so many steps in a day, even if you're in your house, then you see that, oh, I'm only at 1,000 steps and I have to make 5,000. Then you just walk up and down your hall or up and down the stairs and just make sure that, you know, you're watching your steps throughout the day, and that kind of keeps you accountable because you have a goal that way versus, you know, a time, you know, because you're not just going to walk in place for 30 minutes probably in front of your TV. But that is something you could do as well, you know, just walk in place while watching some TV or whatever you like to do.
I've got an app on my cell phone that counts my my paces. And if I do anything under 3,000, it says I've got a sedentary lifestyle. So my phone is sort of shaming me. Are there certain kinds of mental stimuli, kinds of things to get us going, you know, I guess I'm looking for inspiration. Don't we all need a little bit of that?
Yeah, I think that inspiration, you know, to get you going, but then also to keep you to improve all the time, and that kind of accountability is a lot of things that we talk about with patients or people who want to meet with us. We say, you know, if you're someone who likes to set goals, write them down. tell a friend, have a workout partner, have someone that can keep you accountable with those goals. If you like quotes or need a calendar that shows the days that you're going to work out, post it on your fridge, post it on your mirror, something that you're going to see every single day. That not only is a reminder, hey, you know, don't forget to be active today, but if you, you know, tell a buddy or a friend, then they can help keep you accountable. And it'd be great if you were also keeping them accountable and you were doing it together. I think that if you try to do it alone without some of those reminders, it's really easy to not be as motivated or to kind of stop and not continue to improve and continue to be active.
I also think that the apps, like the one that you use on your phone, is encouraging because, like you said, you know, it says, oh, you know, 3,000, you're sedentary, you know. You can set goals on a lot of those apps and, you know, like, if you get a Fitbit, it'll buzz at you when you're getting closer to your goal. You know, there's different things like either buying a Fitbit or downloading an app on your phone that, you know, kind of helps keep you motivated as well because you see it all the time, especially, you know, a lot of us are hooked to our phone all the time. Mm-hmm. We have our phone on us all the time. So it's the perfect way to help keep you accountable after you set your goals on those apps. They also have food diaries and things like that, which will help with, you know, the healthier eating as well, some of those apps.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share with listeners today?
I just think it's important that it's not about one day or one week or one month. It's your life and it's for a lifetime. So if you have a bad day, maybe you weren't active today or you weren't eating very well, not to feel like you threw your diet or your New Year's resolution out the window. You know, you can start tomorrow. No one's to say that you can't have a bad day. So I just say, you know, continue to move forward and try to work little by little, setting those goals each week, you know, to not only eat healthier, but be more active and that they kind of come together for a healthier lifestyle.
I agree. And I also think it's important to keep in mind, as we kind of mentioned earlier, that it's not necessarily about your size or your weight. It's about being healthier, making healthier choices, trying to eat healthier and be more active. It'll just make your life healthier and most likely longer. It doesn't matter, you know, you don't have to look like that perfect model on the TV or those actors or actresses on the TV. You know, it's about being healthy and feeling good about yourself.
Thanks to Hannah Ostrander and Caitlin Rondello for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.